You know, every single Sunday, you and I and millions of people across the globe, we boot up and we suit up, we put on our Sunday best, and we go to that house of worship. We call it church. And oddly enough, when we go to that place where we bring our stuff and place it on the altar, and we enter back into what I call the battlefield of life, it seems as though we never went to church at all. You know, it's the something that happens beyond that Sunday. Today I have with me a very special guest. Her name is Nancy Roundtree, and she is not just someone who is hearing God, but she's somebody who has a story of struggle and how she's learned to triumph in spite of this thing called life. You know, this program is designed to give you that one idea, one strategy, one solution to shape your thinking and help you move forward and win today. And so I am just so delighted to have you tune in to this very special edition of One on One with me and the author of this brand new book, Beyond Sunday, Nancy Roundtree. Don't go away. You do not want to miss a minute of today's show. Be right back. Well, I just want to thank you again for tuning into today's program, and I want to encourage you, if you would, please, connect with us. This whole thing, these great smartphones, I know you got one, maybe you use a desktop computer. I want you to connect with us and let us know you're there. Let us know what you need. Let us hear from you about what you're going through, because I am just crazy enough and bold enough to believe, because I know it's true, that God's got a special plan for your life and He wants to show up in your circumstances. And so connect with us by Twitter, by Facebook, go to the website, discover all that we have here in the world of one-on-one. And most importantly, I want you to get connected with our guest today. Her name is Nancy Roundtree, if you're just tuning in. She is the author of the book Beyond Sunday. Watch this below caption. What happened after church? Woo, my goodness. Nancy, good to have you.
Thank you for having me here. I appreciate it.
It's an honor to have you.
I'm so happy and excited. Thank you.
I'm excited too, because I just know that, you know, we don't touch everybody, but I just know that sometimes God brings people in a moment for us to just have that right now word.
Absolutely.
For them in that right now situation. So I'm excited because I know that God had some people tune in today to just meet you and hear your story. Before we get started and we dive into this amazing book, I like to always start by giving people an understanding of who you are and why I have you here, because I think you're awesome.
Well, thank you.
So give them just a snapshot of who Nancy Roundtree is, and then let's get into this book.
I am an educator. Ooh. So I've been teaching for a couple of years now. I was married to a preacher before, raised four children at home. Wow. Because of his military association, we actually moved from a lot of different places.
Sure.
So in moving from a lot of different places and him also being a preacher as well, I've had to encounter a lot of different people in church.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't just my hometown that I was used to.
Got it. And your hometown was?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida. Well, we got that. Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
We a couple of folk from Jacksonville, Florida. That's
awesome.
Oh,
definitely.
Awesome.
Definitely.
So you're a home girl.
I'm a home girl.
I'm a home boy.
That's right.
Come on. Jacksonville, Florida in the
Absolutely.
House. What high school you go to?
Sandalwood.
Oh, my goodness. I'm on the other side of the tracks. Terry Park. Come.
See, now.
Can we get another guest, please?
Yeah, we're going to have to. Because, see, we're rivals automatically.
You know,
not going to happen.
God brings people together.
Absolutely.
From all walks of life. It's the craziest thing. And you got your experiences over there, and I got my, I mean, as you're telling the story, military kids, so was I, come on, moved around a lot, so did I.
Definitely.
I moved around so much.
Yeah.
I one time woke up and actually thought I was going to a different elementary school than I was actually going to.
That's my kids.
That's how much I moved around.
That's my kids.
So you experienced all kinds of people.
I did.
And your husband was a preacher?
He was.
Did y'all pastor?
He didn't pastor because we didn't stay in place long enough.
All right. So you got a preacher and a teacher.
Right.
Well, what was that like?
Very chaotic. That's the least to say. It was very chaotic. But my kids, I believe in education. Uh-huh. And so did he. That was a good thing about that. We both believed in it highly.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I want to fast forward because I know there's a ton of stuff between you meeting a man, getting married, having kids, and all that moving around, and him military, and you being a teacher, and him being a lot of stuff happens on the timeline of life.
Absolutely.
That shapes us, defines us, that builds our spiritual muscles. But something happened. Mm-hmm. That caused Nancy Roundtree one day to sit in front of a computer or on a pad and say, I got to put something down into this book because God has taught me something and I need to get out what God's taught me to people who need it.
Right.
In a word or two, what is the thing that happened?
When I went through my personal struggles in life and also a lot of other people that I've known that have gone through similar struggles, God, at first when I started writing this, I didn't want to put too much of myself in there.
Sure.
But I was being convicted to put myself in there, to be totally exposed. And I needed to do that in order for me to heal from a lot of different things that I had gone through.
Sure.
I thought I had healed with a lot of stuff, but as I was writing and I was totally exposed in the book and showing a lot of things that I went through when I let go of God's hand, he allowed me to be able to birth this book.
Wow.
And everything else through those struggles.
Wow.
And through those pains.
Wow.
And everything else too. So it was really, it was God just telling me, no, you can't hold back. I need you to put that in there so that you can reach and teach and talk to other people because they're going through similar struggles as well.
Why did you title it Beyond Sunday?
Because life goes on beyond Sunday. I know when we get up with our struggles, you might have lost a job, you might have a lot of bills that's due, you might have children that are unruly, you may be dealing with infidelity. It doesn't really matter what it is, but you get up and you're going towards church with the hope of being able to cast those cares upon Christ. So you're excited, you're happy and everything else. Well, when we get to church and we hear the singing and we hear the preaching and we do go through the worship services, praising God and everything else.
We know how to do church, don't we?
We know how to do church. And once it's over and we give benediction, the thing is that we have to face the same things that we left at home when we came to church for hope.
And that's the truth.
And that's the hard part. You don't have the choir, you know, singing you on when you're at home.
That's true.
You don't have the preacher preaching you on.
Oh, that's true.
The atmosphere is different.
You don't have the person standing beside you in the middle of you're trying to figure out how to pay those bills.
Right, right.
Tapping you on the shoulder saying, come on, somebody.
Right. So Monday, you wake up, you have to go to work. Or Monday, you may wake up and don't even have a job.
Mm.
Life still happens beyond Sunday.
Yeah.
And the thing about that is that even though it still happens, it doesn't mean that you have to give up. Because I know it's a lot of times when we're going through these struggles, we doubt. Because I doubt it.
Yeah. What is that, Nancy, from your experience? Because God's taught you some stuff and you are putting it in a book for us to understand. Okay, here's what you do.
Right.
When you face that way of thinking. How do you process it? Here's how I processed it. Here's how you process it. Here's how you apply what God's word says to it. What is happening that we go to church and then struggle happens and we just doubt all the stuff that came out of our mouth that we declared we believe?
It depends upon the circumstances. If it's a job and you've been through it before, then you can actually, you know that you're going to get another job. But if it's a new circumstance that you're going through, that's a different struggle altogether.
Got it.
And so I believe what happens, and I know it happened in my case, is because this is an instantaneous society. We're looking for instant gratification. We got microwave dinners. We want internet texting. We can, you know, we can talk to people immediately. There's no more faxing. There's no more
faxing. What's that?
Right. We're not waiting for the snail mail to come in. Yeah. We're looking for instant gratification. Yeah. So the struggles that they're going through, they may know the word. Like I knew the word. But I'm looking for an instant solution to my problem.
Yeah,
I might reach out to the internet and look for something, you know, or I might be at a movie, looking at a movie and thinking, applying those circumstances that's happening on the screen to my particular
circumstance. Oh my gosh, that's so powerful. When you said it, I'm thinking, wait a minute, you're right.
Right.
When do we go into the word to find that answer?
And that's where we should be going. That's where we should be going. But when your husband's not acting right, say, well, why doesn't he smile more? You know, you're looking, well, why doesn't my husband smile more?
Yeah.
The thing is that because we look at those things on the outside, we start gravitating towards those, looking for the answers through those external forces, as opposed to looking in the Word. And the Word is true.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter what the circumstances is, what we're going through, the answers are there.
Wow.
But most of the times, we're looking for instant gratification. We don't want to search.
Oh, no.
We don't want to read it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're looking for, or maybe we have it on the Bible on the computer, and we're looking for it, but we don't want to study
the
Word.
No, let me add this to it. The Word says this is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the opportunity with the Word to do what we do online, so I'm trying to lose 10 pounds, right? Come
try
on.
Try 20.
How do I lose 10 pounds? Yeah. And it says, don't eat this.
Right.
Exercise more, mm-hmm. and you can finish my sentences.
Right.
And you know what I do? Well, hold on. Somebody else must have a better opinion. Let me find right. somebody else that says, no, this diet. But with the Word, with God's Word, if God is the same. What's the scripture? He's the same yesterday,
today, and forevermore.
That means that there's only, look, how God says to get through your stuff, mm-hmm. by His love and His grace and His power, there's one way to do it. I know we make fun of that and we're mm-hmm. joking, but truly, our search engine of life to solve our life's issues, mm-hmm. to help us get beyond Sunday,
right.
is truly the rest of the world's opinion. Did you find yourself in that place too?
Oh, most definitely.
Talk to me.
When I was getting ready to go through my divorce, I had was still in the Word. I was still in church and everything else, and I was still praising God. But I was still at my weakest moment at that time. But I was looking on the outside, too. I did the same things I was explaining to you earlier. I looked on the internet. I looked in books. I looked at thousands of Christian network stations. I was looking for something that I could relate my circumstances to. And I remember, because I had looked at everything else, I was getting further and further away from the Word.
Wow.
Because I wasn't reading it like I should have been doing.
Yeah.
And I knew to do that because the Holy Spirit was telling me, mm-hmm. well, read your Word more, read your Word more. And I stopped reading as much. My last call, which is another thing that's inside a book, is when I called someone that was in the church that I've known for years, mm-hmm. and I asked them to pray for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I poured myself out to them. I told them what I was going through. I felt very, very low. And instead of them praying for me right then and there, they told me, well, I'll pray for you later.
Oh, my
goodness. I'll pray for you later.
Pray for you later?
It hurt my feelings.
What's
it really
that mean?
Did.
That means like what, schedule an appointment for prayer?
I think so. But they were going to pray for me later. And I was already teetering, you know, letting go of God's hand, stand. I knew the Word. I knew to stay on.
Sure, sure.
And everything. Even though I had stopped reading as much as I did, I still had enough fuel inside of me to know that God's Word was true. But when they told me that, because I was already teetering, I got angry.
Mm.
And I was like, well, why can't you pray for me now? So instead of me being sincere and everything, and really that hurt and that pain that I was going through, it caused me to become angry and cynical.
Wow.
And also questioning that person's religion. So the sincerity and everything that I had for that particular person, it just went out the window. So I'm questioning
the devil is a liar,
everything. He? And so I'm steady out, well, why can't you pray for me? I'll just pray for you later. And I don't know if they were dealing with their own certain type of circumstances, but I know what I was dealing with.
Of course.
I remember, and this is how the enemy is, because on my search, I remember reading 285 has a lot of accidents on it. Because I had put that in my spirit, that seed in my spirit, when they denied me, that was the last nail in the coffin for me. Immediately in my mind, I left, my kids were at home, and immediately all I could think about was getting on the highway, and that's what I did. I actually got on the highway, and I
just
asked
to
God
drive.
To take me out.
Wow.
It was more than I just wanted. I knew an accident was going to happen. I knew it was. And I rode around and I had enough sense to ask God to take care of my kids. But I just wanted to be gone.
You mean to tell me that you got on a road waiting for an accident to happen that would take you out of this miserable abyss that you found yourself in?
Absolutely.
My God, how many people have been there? In fact, some people might even be there now. What happened next?
Well, I got on the highway and I rode around probably 3 or 4 times. And this is the funny thing, because God is still in control. I was done. I said, Lord, I'm done. And He still had His hands on me. Even though I denied and I turned my back on Him, He still had His hands on me because I was smoothly riding around 285, not one accident,
I think I was
not
the,
one traffic.
I think I was there that day.
You
I
probably
seen,
saw
I
me.
Remember,
yeah.
There was a day, there was this yeah, traffic was so smooth.
Very smooth.
I mean, it's like, and that's because of you. You were in there trying to get yourself taken out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for that.
thank God. I was sharing this with someone the other day. I said, you know, it was funny because I believe the alcoholic person that was going to get on the road that day, probably God made him stay home and stay asleep. You know, the ones who are reckless drivers that would have caused an accident, probably ran out of gas and just like, okay, I got to get off the highway. So God cleared that, but he had his hand on me even still, you know, while I was riding around it. And I got tired and was basically almost running out of gas myself. And I went home. Even though I still went home, I was still saying to myself, I was done and could not understand why my circumstances didn't get healed.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't understand why I didn't get delivered. I looked at everything. I checked off everything on the list like I was supposed to. Been in church, knew the word, but then I didn't get healed.
Wow.
The marriage didn't get healed at all.
Wow.
So for years, when I let go of God's hand, what I felt a little disenfranchised, I let go of his hand, but he didn't let go of me.
No matter what. I can't help but pause and say, God had a plan. We take matters into our own hands, mm-hmm. you know? And you try to take matters into your own hands.
I did.
Sunday is the time that we're supposed to come mm-hmm. and give it all to God.
Right.
But it's not just Sunday that we're supposed to come and surrender. Our surrender is every day.
Right.
But Nancy, you're talking about something more mm-hmm. that is in your book. I mean, your story of struggle, mm-hmm. your sin, mm-hmm. I mean, you're very open and transparent, mm-hmm. which we got to be. If you can't be honest with anybody,
right.
you got to be honest with God. But you are so open and transparent that you demonstrate for us that, okay, what happened after church?
Right.
That you are stuck in the mess still. What happened after church that you're trapped in that struggle still? What happened after church? What happened beyond Sunday that has got you on a track that is not the fulfillment of your destiny
right.
and seeing God's promises and blessings fulfilled in your life, but instead, you're on somebody else's track. Mm-hmm. You're on that husband's track they used to have. You're on that old boss's track. You're on some old teaching's track. You're on a bad parent's track. I mean, come on, somebody. You're on a track from something else, some way of thinking, some way of doing that is not God's way of thinking, God's way of doing, right? And it's time to get onto the right track.
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. At that point of surrender, and I know it's all in your book, mm-hmm. you said, God, take this mess
right.
and get me where I need to be. What happened?
Even though he was still in the same place when I ended up coming back to him, I remember a lady came to me and she said to me, are you saved? And I told her, I know who Christ is.
Yeah.
I know what he did for me. Oh, and yeah. I told her that I'm coming back to him.
Oh, yeah.
But I was out there doing my own thing.
Oh, yeah, like we all do.
Like we all do. My mother came and visited me. And my daughter, my oldest daughter at the time, she said, you're not ashamed of what you're doing? I told her, I'm grown. I can do this. I'm grown.
Well.
Grown doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't.
When I'm doing the wrong thing.
That's right.
But I tell you what, being out there as long as I was, I got tired.
Yeah.
And when I got tired, I was really tired. And when I decided I came back, I said, Lord, please forgive me.
When you finally surrendered.
I surrendered.
You got off that interstate.
I couldn't do it anymore. I got off the interstate of life. Mm-hmm.
I got to pull over. Mm-hmm. And God, you got to take the wheel.
Yep.
I'm paraphrasing mm-hmm. and using that as a metaphor,
right.
but that's really what mm-hmm. happened.
Mm-hmm. I had to forgive. And that was the hardest part for me. And that's what I didn't understand.
Who were you forgiving?
I was forgiving my ex and the things that had transpired before.
Wow, forgiveness is so important.
It's very important.
Did you find yourself forgiving yourself a little bit?
I did.
Did you find yourself maybe, I'm just asking, thinking, God, I'm letting you go of some stuff that I was blaming you for?
Mm-hmm. I had to do that too. And I had to go back and apologize to my children.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's the biggest thing I had to do. Because I know sometimes in life we think that our children don't understand. But they really do because they were the ones that I raised up in the church.
Oh,
and they were the ones that confronted me in my sin and told me, I don't like how you are. I don't like how you've become.
Wow.
What happened?
Wow.
You know, and I lashed out at my oldest child. And to my shame, you know, a lot of things transpired at that moment. Our relationship is restored now. But I had to go back and apologize to all four of my kids because of the state that I was living in or what I was doing. And everything else, and telling them that I'm grown. But they didn't care about that.
No.
They didn't care about that at all. And I thank God for that because
I raised them to be that way.
Yeah.
I raised them.
They were holding
not
you accountable.
To be ashamed. They held me accountable. They held me accountable, and they didn't mind telling me, I don't like you right now.
Well, you taught
and
them.
And that hurt my feelings,
of
too.
Of course it did, because they were telling you the truth.
Yeah.
The truth hurts.
That's.
Doesn't it?
Did I hit especially
the,
when it comes.
Did I hit the nail on the head?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Especially when it's coming from your children.
Oh, I'm telling you what.
Yeah. Because we're the parents. We think that we're the ones. We're supposed to be guiding and directing.
Oh, yeah.
But if we've done our job right as parents, we raising them in the church.
Oh, yeah.
And when we need it, they're going to tell us and they're going to get us back on track. And that's what my children did for me.
You are a teacher, aren't you?
I am.
And just our time before the show and the time here, and I can just see teaching bubbling out of you. And a lot of that teaching is what you know from the Word. A lot of that teaching I know you know from study. And a lot of that teaching I know you know from your profession.
Yes.
But I would say a lot of teaching is being birthed from you walking through the circumstances of life.
Definitely.
And you've got something to impart. You know, I'm like this. If I want advice from someone, I want to go to somebody who has been there.
Definitely.
I mean, could you imagine being able, if you're dealing with fear, to go to David and say, how did you pick up those smooth stones and stand before Goliath and have any confidence at all that you were going to win?
Right.
You had to overcome fear. David, how do you do that? If I were to have to figure out how to deal with anger, Peter, how do you eventually keep from pulling that sword off and taking off the ear of the soldier,
Absolutely.
You know, in your life? But you know, there's everyday life stuff.
Yeah, it is.
And we need the Bible, certainly. That's our search engine. But if I'm circling around an interstate and I want to take my life, because you probably could have done it if you really wanted to. How do I deal with that? If I'm a mama who is facing shame of sin and how you look in front of your kids and how do you go back and, my God, ask for forgiveness, I want somebody who's done that.
Absolutely.
If I'm a woman who has lost her husband from just junk, how do you get through it? How do you stand strong again with your head held high? I want to talk to somebody who can tell me how do you actually survive past Sunday? And you're that person. I want to go to a break, and I want our announcer to give the viewer, you, an opportunity to get your hands on this book. You know, real authors have something called thud factor. What's that? That means that there is a lot of good stuff in here. And it's your story. Mm-hmm. It's loaded with scripture. It's raw.
Whew.
By the way, you are bold. You have ended each chapter with some study areas. It asks you some very straightforward questions about your circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And then it maps out for you what you do next. That's just so powerful. It's because you've been there.
Right.
And something else that caught my eye. How important is the foundation in your life of the church? But let me tell you something else. I want you to understand that at the core of everything, beyond the book, beyond great stuff you're going to get from my sister in Christ here, is that many of you have left the organized church. You have walked away from that Sunday. You have taken matters into your own hands. You have forsaken the assembly of yourself
Absolutely.
With brothers and sisters in Christ. And you've gone at it alone. I'm going to tell you, through the teaching you will receive in here, you're going to discover what it means to show up on a Sunday morning again. You're going to find your purpose and your calling through your conquering that's happening in that house of God. And I just want to say that the devil has done a good job to get us to run out and run scared.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But God is looking for a way to place your feet back into the ground of that house where you can be everything that God called you to be for His kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Watch this.
When we're faced with the hardships of life, we usually have one of two options. We can give in to it, or we can overcome it. You see, life isn't easy. Life isn't fair. Things come and go and seasons begin and end. But that's why He gave us Sundays, to rest and connect with Him, to have an appointed time to worship our Heavenly Father, and to receive His peace, strength, and guidance. But what happens after Sunday? When the avalanche of negativity, depression, fear, or financial hardship hits, what do you end up doing? Do you lay down and quit, or do you stand up and fight? Birthed out of her own personal hardships and unbearable life struggles, Nancy Roundtree's book, Beyond Sunday, will empower you to stand up and lean on Him for your battle strength in this life. Page by page in this groundbreaking book, Beyond Sunday, you will discover the principles and strategies that you need to win through the struggles you're facing. Each chapter has its own worksheet to connect your experiences to the Bible while gaining a closer relationship with God in a unique and solidifying way. Experience the breaking of strongholds and bondages. Transform your thinking to the mind of Christ, as well as strengthen your personal relationship in and with Him. God is still there during your struggles, and even when the process of deliverance may seem slow, He is always working on you, even beyond Sunday, to fulfill His vision and purpose in your life. But there's more. When you call now, you'll also receive Nancy Roundtree's teaching DVD, He Binds Up My Broken Heart, where she'll personally walk you through Psalm 34 and help you heal from the heartaches and pain of your struggles. Along with the book, this DVD will create a roadmap for success to walk you out of any spiritual attack, financial breakdown, or demonic challenge that you may be facing. This exclusive offer, including the book Beyond Sunday and the special DVD, He Binds Up My Broken Heart, is yours for only $40. And as a special bonus today, Damon wants to invite you to go behind the scenes with him on this very special interview. You will receive the full-length, complete, and uncut interview of his time with Nancy Roundtree today. Call now to take advantage of this special offer. That's Beyond Sunday, He Binds Up My Broken Heart, plus the complete and unedited full-length interview for only $40. But that's not all. Your gift today not only puts this powerful collection of resources from Nancy Roundtree into your hands, but it helps us at One-on-One continue to bring amazing guests to you again and again. That's why when you call today, you will receive this beautiful Key of Vision necklace. Keep it for yourself or give it to a loved one as a reminder that God has given us His Son as the key to overcoming in this life. Today can be the first day in the next chapter of your life. If you're ready to stand up and keep moving, free from depression, free from being stuck in the same old cycles, if you're ready to discover God's perfect plan and will for your life, begin now and take that first step today. Don't delay. Call now.
Thank you for being here today.
You're welcome. Thank
and
you.
Your story is inspiring, and I know it's going to touch you. I want you to encourage you. To keep the faith, and the faith will keep you. I'm Damon Davis. I'll see you again next week.
Thanks for joining us on our One-on-One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.